Anyway, this is the less archaeological part of the excavation. It was a night dive. We had an uncle who was who went astray, and we had to go down to take it off because it was gathering some of our instruments. Now, can we have a little bit other things to see in the video? As I explained, it was an accident. We had from a ship who passed and had loose a small anchor, which disturbed very much the photographic grid and other things, and we had to go to dive by night to free it. And unfortunately, it's not the archaeological part. I hope you will see it right away, you know, after that.
Can you forward the tape, Stan?
Yes.
Is it coming up?
Yes, I think, huh?
Is the other scene coming up soon on this video?
Yes.
Okay.
But anyway, this is the preparation of the team of the filmmakers who were filming on a 35 millimeters and a regular film, not on video, and then we had to pass it on video. You see the site, which is a small promontory, and in front of this promontory you just show a little platform, and underneath is the wreck. Here you see the ships which were given to us by donors to live in while we were staying there, and we were living also on land in two tents. And we had all our plants, the electric plants, I mean, computers, charging them in our, filling our tanks, everything was on there. Now here we have a scene underwater where you have the people airlifting, digging in trenches. You can see here a little bit the depth of a trench. We went almost 1 to 1.5 meters in certain areas under the surface of the bottom. Where we had, in these trenches, we had most of our finds. After we had collected, of course, the finds of the surface. This is one of the source boats, as they call it. They are typical pottery of the early Lagic period or early Bronze Age, which is the period I just mentioned before, 2200 BC. But I would like now Christos Aguarinis to give you some more details, more archaeological details about the excavation.
Welcome. Well, I would like to go straight to the importance of this wreck. I mean, why this excavation of and this particular wreck site was important. And I would like to go back to the words of Professor Nash in Harvard, who said something about journey. And I would like to add to his words that the journey by sea was always very important for the Greeks. I mean, the Aegean, as you probably know, is an archipelago, so it favored throughout the centuries all the exchanges of goods and ideas of people by sea. So if we go back to the third millennium, we'll see that we have this evidence, this direct evidence of early seafaring found exactly on this uninhabited island on the coast. So we have the first, we think, concrete and direct evidence of transportation of goods and exchanges of culture between the different communities in the Aegean by sea. Now concerning the finds of this wreck, we raised to the surface hundreds of pottery sets and many times whole pieces of pottery that we grouped to hundreds of groups and later were classified in the museum. Also we had many obsidian cores and blades. Obsidian is a volcanic rock carried from another island of Milos, miles away. And we also had millstones from another island of Aegina, which is 30 miles away, and some other organic and inorganic remains. Unfortunately, we have no traces of the boat itself. And this we believe it was because of the morphology of the seabed, which is very rocky. So we think that the boat sank there, and maybe nothing of the wood itself was preserved. So we could go to the questions.
Okay. Can we have some questions, maybe, on the underwater archaeology of the shipwreck at Tsokos? And any questions on underwater archaeology in general from our students in South Carolina? Are you still there?
Yeah.
We're here.
Do you have any questions for our team of archaeologists?
I want to know, were there any chemical analysis on the findings at the site?
Well, yes, we are doing some petrographic and chemical analysis on the clay and on the raw materials where the millstones were made from, and this all these analyses we made exactly for to find the right source of clay or other raw materials that all these pottery or millstones were made of, and to trace exactly the place of their destination.
Great question.
Also, did you have to use carbon dating to find the ages of some of the features you've uncovered?
Carbon dating?
Carbon dating, it's only for organic materials.
Okay.
We didn't have enough
wood.
We didn't have any wood to date.
We have wood very small.
We had some pieces of wood, but they were very small and insufficient for dating.
Did you use any compression chambers, and how do they work?
We had a recompression chamber on surface in case of accident. Unfortunately, we didn't have any accidents during our expedition.
How was the depth? How deep was it?
The depth was between 18 and 32 meters. From the scenes that you saw, I mean, it was not very deep, and we could work for half an hour each time, a pair of divers, and then we had a second dive in the afternoon.
You see, on a geological dive, these dives are very carefully organized. Usually you work on a very concrete location, which is not more than 2 meters square or 1 meter square, so you know exactly the depth you are working constantly. You know exactly the time you are working, which is prearranged. And so the dangers are really not minimized. They are probably, I mean, they are very, very small possibilities, I mean, to have. But still, you have the chamber, and you have also arranged for transportation in the hospital with a low flying helicopter.
Okay, could we take a question? Are there any questions from here? Because some of the students are going to have to catch a bus. Thank you for hanging in there with us. Any questions on underwater archaeology for our team here?
Humanities.
Excuse me, humanities, just one moment. We got a school here that has to catch a bus. any questions, you folks? No? Okay, humanities. Go ahead.
I know you say that they did not find any ships.
Correct.
How do you know that they were not dumped by the crew?
Why dumped by the crew? I mean, whole pieces of pottery and fine pottery, not only coarseware pottery. Why dumped by the crew on an inhabited island? I answer with a question.
It seems likely that there was a ship that went down here.
Look, this question, dumping usually cargo from a ship, it's only the question if the ship is in danger. I mean, they try to dump everything so they get lighter and can proceed. But I would say that throwing small things, I mean, it would take them hours to throw all these things out, I mean, and they were already in a cove. They were anchored. We had two anchors which probably were anchored by the ship. They probably got in a storm in a very fast, 15 minutes or 20 minutes storm, which we experienced ourselves in this particular place. And so probably they went down, we can't be sure. But even dumping that on high seas, I mean, you have to dump your heavy things and try to dump heavy things. I mean, with a ship rolling, you will go yourself also under overboard. It's not so easy. It's a question which they ask very often, but it's not the same thing. I mean, it's not the same thing asking it and not the same thing doing it.
Very good. Any other questions? And any other questions from our folks at Washington Irving or any other site about Alexandria? Because Chris Lowe's is an expert in Alexandrian dives and digs, too.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Yes. So you don't know the cause of the shipwreck, right?
Mm-hmm. They don't know the cause of the shipwreck. That's the question. But you have some guesses.
What causes of the shipwreck?
Yeah?
What causes?
Look, every shipwreck has its own cause. I mean, as many shipwrecks you have, so many causes you have as well. So it's very difficult, really, to understand. What we believe, due to morphology of the land, and due to the morphology of how it was scattered, the cargo, underwater, and as we experienced ourselves a very strong but short storm, we believe that one possibility, one of the possibilities, could be that the ship was, which was ashore along the rocks, either got capsized and threw all his, cargo, spread all the cargo over the bottom, or it was broken against the rocks, and these ships were rather, they might be long ships or strong ships, but against the rocks they are always trying, so probably it could also have been broken and scattered his, cargo on the bottom. And maybe this is one of the reasons we don't have wood. Because maybe the ship didn't went down there. It went down further away and not being covered. I mean, it perished. If it was covered with its cargo, probably it would be able to be covered by sand or whatever. And some of the wood might have been preserved. But we had no trace of wood except very small parts, which we can say. The only thing we can say what wood they come or what tree they come, but we can't say how old they are.
Is there a strong current there so that the ship could have been covered?
We experienced a storm. You saw, can I have the first picture of this one? Can you
see?
You see the inside part of the cove. There are two wooden ships on which we were living. And there is a ship of the Greek Navy who came to give us water. And in the evening, all day it was a wonderful day. We had a very light northern wind, which is just behind the little hills you see. From there comes the northern wind. And in the afternoon, in 10 minutes, rather late afternoon, in 10 minutes, the weather changed from north to west. And we had a very strong wind for about 20 minutes. The ship of the marine, where his ropes were cut, and it was next to the wooden ships, grinding them on the rock. Fortunately, it lasted for only 20 minutes. And finally, the ship managed to go away, the ship of the marine, and the two wooden ships were saved. But if it was probably a similar kind of weather that caught this ancient ship and probably either capsized it or broke it against the rocks. I mean, they can't say, but this is one possibility.
Great questions. Any other questions from around our open classrooms? Jubilee, we see you up on the screen. Do you have any questions?
Yes.
Yes?
My name is Dan. I'm from Woodlandsport. I wanted to ask when is the best season in the year to do that work and the best time during the day?
Every year we work for 3 months. We start early in June because of the weather, and if the place, the site is well protected, we can work for late September. Usually, the wreck sites in the Aegean, they are not in protected places. So we are very much limited by weather than the Etesian winds, as you know, the Meltemi, which blows throughout July and August. And so sometimes we can work only for one and a half months.
But mind you, there is another reason as well, which is the financial.
funding.
Which is very difficult. I mean, if you extend, of course, if you start, I mean, it's better to work for a longer period, it's cheaper, but you cannot extend it very much, I mean, because then really we don't have enough money to extend it so much. We could work maybe 4 months, but this is not possible, money-wise.
I think you ought to get together with Brown University and see what you guys can do.
Well, folks, any more questions from Jubilee or any of the other schools for our team here from the Hellenic Institute?
Yes, let's see that. What are the techniques used to preserve marine artifacts in time underwater?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question, please?
What are the techniques used to preserve marine artifacts in time underwater?
After raising the finds, it starts a very long and money and time consuming conservation of the marine finds, because they have to go straight in big large basins with seawater and then gradually desalinated water. So this sometimes it takes years. Some of the finds that they have great importance for us, they can be cleaned and preserved more quickly so that we can have a general idea of the cargo itself. But usually pottery, which is not affected by seawater so much as wood, it can be preserved in maybe 2 years. 2 years it took us, our cargo, to be preserved.
I will tell you one thing. We have 16,000 shreds of pottery and old pottery. I mean, if you understand that these are cleaned from the concretions from the sea, mechanically, not chemically, because chemically you might destroy the thing. Mechanically, it takes a very long time for conservation. And I would like to stress that, let's say, one season on a dive or an excavation means at least 3 or 4 similar seasons conservating, and which is longer and more expensive.
Thank you. Excellent question. If we could just quickly maybe show to our students as we conclude here, because we really, I think, classes are coming in, and I apologize for the shortening, but if we could, is that camera on? That we could show exactly where the island is, where the shipwreck is in relation to all of Greece and to Athens.
So this is Greece, Milan, okay. I will show you some details now of where it is, where is the location. So here,
we're going to put it up. Hold on a moment. We're going to see the Greek. Here's the map.
Here's Attica and the area of Attica, you see, number one, if you can see. This is Peloponnese, and this is the easternmost part of Peloponnese. There are the two known islands in the Spetses, and in between, the next little point here, is Dokkos. And I will show you the island itself, how it is. Here you have the island of Dokkos. You have this inlet, the big inlet, and you have a small inlet here with a red point. It's exactly where the wreck is. Now, the north is looking that way, south is that way, and west, the north and south, north and north, south is like that. And east-west is like that. So it says in here, if you can see anything, we are exactly opposite the west wing. From the south we are covered, from the east we are covered, from the north we are covered. Only the western wind is very strong, and this is the wind which probably plays a lot in the going down on the ship.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, open students from all over, from South Carolina, North Carolina, D.C.
We haven't come talking about ourselves before. We are together in Athens, and we thank them separately after.
Thank you, Jordan, for coming in, and all our technicians from all over the planet. You did a great job. New York, thank you so much, too. All our friends in New York and our technical teams that made this possible today. We look forward to future open classrooms and other topics of study. And please go to our website and continue the communication with your fellow students, because right now you have a good amount of information from our lecturers today to further discuss, as well as just to get to know one another and find out more about each other and each other's countries. So thank you all for coming, and thank you all for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you soon.
Bye-bye. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Bye.
Bye, John.
Bye.
Bye, gang.
Salam alaikum.
Εγώ πάντως στο πιο τυποσιακό που είναι, γιατί εκεί ήταν... Αλλά είχαμε πρόβλημα, γιατί είχαμε κλείσει τον κόσμο, μου συναγωγή, δεν είναι περφέντο με την φουσκαρά του εδώ για αυτό, δηλαδή είναι τεράστιο στο λίπτος, και τα πάνω ράζουν να πετάξουμε. Και δεν τους αφήγαμε να πούμε, και όποιοι είναι οι μητέρια, πώς και για να πούμε. Και είναι εξαρτήριο με αυτό που θα πούμε στο λίπτος, είναι και από το Υπουργείο Παγκοσμίου, δεν περιμένουμε. Και με λεβόλησαν τα πρόβλημα όταν φεύγανε, από τον μεγάλο κόσμο, και περνάγανε με 40 μίλια, με 30 μίλια, και έρθανε μια θάλασσα μέσα και έκανε τα πάντα.
Και μετά πόσο καιρό αυτό πάλι να...
Όχι, δεν ήταν καλά να προχωρήσω να κοπλώσω. Να,
ναι, ναι, βέβαια, να πάτε στην δουλειά σας.
Το πράγμα είναι εδώ.
Yes.